You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story that came out where some researchers were studying intimacy.
Yes.
Intimacy.
Okay. Loving. Sweet, sweet loving.
Yeah, so isn't that funny just to begin with? Can you imagine being that researcher? I mean, look.
They're probably into it, yeah.
We chuckle. We all do. Everybody kind of snickers about it. It's kind of funny. But, I mean, it is an important element of, you know, health in many ways. So it makes sense that you're going to have some scientists who are studying sex. I mean, it's just.
That's what they do. That's what they went to school for.
So, but this is what's really interesting to me. They got 100 couples to volunteer for this.
Okay.
Me. Yeah, we'll do it. Right here. Me.
I imagine a lot of those 100, enough people saying, really? Anyway, so they had 100 couples do daily surveys about their sex life, and they kept this up for weeks, if you'll pardon the expression, for weeks. And they had to then come back and talk about how good each individual encounter turned out.
Well, how about that?
Okay.
That's a fun journal to keep. Little check boxes on there, you know. Was it good?
Like
yes or no?
Today, more like a 4.
Yeah,
like
scale of 1 to 10.
You got like a 9.5 one day, and you're like, man, what did we do right that day?
Where was it? Where did it happen?
I just wasn't in the mood. I'll give it a 3.
It was forced, yeah.
Anyway, so all of that's going on. But the reason they did all this is they wanted to see if it was true, because Hollywood tells us, Hollywood drives home the point that spontaneous relations are better than any kind of like scheduled.
Well, sure, because they make it out very dramatic, spur of the moment. You're usually wiping a countertop off or a table or, you know, throwing yourself onto the floor. Yeah. Then you just got to pick up that mess when you're done with it, you know?
Makes me want to tell one of my all-time favorite jokes. Can I do it here in a minute?
Sure.
I kind of want to.
I don't know.
It's about spontaneity with that. It's kind of funny. I should tell it. Anyway, back to this. Here's what they found, though. Guess what? According to the study of 100 couples for weeks and weeks and weeks, it doesn't matter whether it's spontaneous or planned in advance. It made absolutely zero difference as to the satisfaction level.
As long as you're having it, you're happy.
So Hollywood says this is more romantic, and Hollywood glorifies it. But it turns out that the couples who are like, hey, does like a Saturday about 8:45 work for you? Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's knock it out and go to bed.
Boom. Same exact satisfaction level.
You release your endorphins. You get tired. You have a little smile on your face, and then you go on with your life. Nobody with a bunch of kids and stuff is doing this spontaneous stuff either, I don't think. That's not happening.
Unless the kids get picked up by, you know, grandma, you know, and you weren't expecting it. Like, grandma's like, hey, I think I'm going to take the kids to the zoo today. And you're like, hey. So we used to work with someone years ago who told us she and her husband had a standing Sunday morning appointment.
Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
Wow.
That was it. One day
a week.
Take
me to church.
That's right. Sunday morning. Boom. Done. It was scheduled every week.
Wow. That's all right, I guess. You know.
Now, let's talk about that. And by the way, our phones are open. I don't know why you people aren't calling and talking about this. You really should.
They're busy doing it right now.
3036. Well, somebody is.
Somebody is right now.
Somebody is. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. There is, you know, we talk on the show about how it allegedly makes your life better, okay, if you plan out what you're going to be, you know, what you're going to wear the next day, what you're going to wear each day, what you're going to have for lunch, what you're going to have for dinner. That if you know what it all is, they say it removes elements of things in your brain, that it kind of takes something off your brain's plate, if you will.
Right. You don't have to think about it.
You don't have to think about it. It's just there. And I don't see why this wouldn't be true with intimacy as well.
We have a lot absolutely. Of our listeners, we have a lot of our listeners who have this scheduled. And they probably feel like, oh, this makes us, like, not romantic. This makes us... No, the study...
You're making time for each other. I mean, it's healthy. You're making... You're scheduling time for each other. Yeah. Absolutely. Here's an overshare. You know, I texted my wife a little bit earlier this morning. I was like, hey, it's Friday night. What are you doing later? And I sent her, like, the little winky face, you know. And she sent back a message and said, I hate to break the news to you. We're going over to our friend's house tonight. She said, on the menu is 3 bean soup. So, ain't nothing going on tonight, DT. 3 bean soup.
Well, it takes a couple hours for that to kick in. So, if you
hurry
if
we're going at 7, 6, 7,
one
ain't
of you
nothing
can end
going
up
on
with
tonight.
One of you could end up with a headache, right? And so say, oh, we've got to go home, you know. Jeremy doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And then rush home.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Are we going to take John's call? Yeah, I think we are.
God, I hope so.
We'll be careful. John, good morning. Welcome.
Oh, morning. Thanks.
I don't like the fact that we're talking about
you,
this.
You started with a creepy laugh.
The laugh has got me on the edge here. So what do you think about this? What do you think about this scheduled versus spontaneous?
Oh, I'd say me and my wife were like kind of a blend. We know that once the daughter falls asleep, and you know, it's possible,
romance
but
time.
We don't necessarily plan it.
Right. You got to wait till the kid goes to bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, so we know when it could happen, but we don't know that it's necessarily going to happen every single time.
There's right. like a window right. of opportunity.
So it's like after 8 or whatever.
Yeah, eight to 9 o'clock is our window.
Yeah, before you get too tired or you start digesting the 3 bean soup. Yep. All right.
The majority of the text messages we're getting are from people who are referencing that when they plan it, they go to sleep. If it's scheduled, you know, let's say Friday night at 10, by 9:30 they're both asleep. So that's funny to me. But so far the text of the day is going to have to go to Kim. She says, here's her text. New year, daily challenge, streak ongoing, life changing. So
okay.
I wrote back, I said, no way. And she wrote back again, said, yes, way. That they had a challenge on January 1st that it would be daily. And now in mid-February, they have not missed a single day.
It's gonna get hot. It's gonna get steamy.
I wrote back and I said, I need to know right away when your husband's diet. What's he eating?
Right. What is he eating? They must
she
be young.
Back. She goes, low carb, no sodas. That's me. I'm doing low carb and
whoa,
I haven't had a soda in 2 years.
Why aren't you doing this? Then?
No way. You know, the funny thing is that when I was, how old was I? I was like 30 and I was dating somebody and she was talking to me on the phone one day. And she goes, yeah, I just got off the phone with my mom. She goes, and my mom told me something. She goes, I'm 30 years old, and I never knew this. I said, well, tell me now. She goes, my parents have been married for 34 years. She goes, and my mom just now told me, unless one of them was sick, okay, in 34 years, they never missed a day.
Impressive.
34 years every single day. And I told her, I said, I call BS. I go, there's just no way. She goes, no. She goes, I know my mom. She goes, my mom doesn't lie about anything. And first of all, her mom doesn't have to tell her that.
That's so weird. Yeah.
They
never like had work trips or like been away or.
Well, I guess things like that. Like if out of town or sick or something like that. But if it was a
random.
That,
they're getting
Tuesday,
freaky
Wednesday,
deaky,
Thursday,
huh?
Friday, Saturday, just sitting at home.
Well,
every
it's
day.
Time. it's like taking a multivitamin, I guess, every day.
Can we agree that, I mean, just different people are wired differently? Because
I don't think I'd do that every day. This is exhausting.